This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia continued its shelling campaign of Ukrainian cities in its slow march towards the capital, Kyiv, on Monday. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Russian troops have kept up pressure on Ukraine's capital city, and air raid sirens were heard across the besieged country overnight, even as both nations resumed diplomatic talks. The attacks around Kyiv come a day after Russia escalated its offensive by shelling areas close to the Polish border. The Ukrainian military says Russian troops have not made great strides over the past days, while Russia's defense ministry says its forces have advanced. The fighting, now in its third week, has continued to exact a human toll, forcing nearly 2.7 million people to flee Ukraine, while thousands of civilians and soldiers have been killed. The Russian military says that 20 civilians have been killed by a ballistic missile launched by the Ukrainian forces, but the claim couldn't be verified. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky confirmed that diplomatic talks started around midday Ukrainian time Monday. Presidential Advisor Mykhailo Podolyak said the Ukrainian delegation will reiterate its demands during the peace talks to be held by video conference. Podolyak said their position hasn't changed. It's peace, immediate ceasefire, withdrawal of all Russian troops, and only then can we talk about neighboring relations and a political settlement. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services report at least one person died and six others were injured in an airstrike on downtown Kyiv on Monday. This is VOA News. As the Russian war on Ukraine intensified Monday, U.S. congressional leaders announced Ukrainian President Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to the U.S. Congress on Wednesday. In a joint statement Monday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Zelensky will speak Wednesday to members of the House and Senate via video conference at the U.S. Capitol. The leaders invited all members of the House and Senate to take part. The statement from the two leaders said they look forward to the privilege of welcoming President Zelensky's address to the House and Senate and to convey their support to the people of Ukraine as they bravely defend democracy. The U.S. National Institutes of Health have launched a study examining how children have been affected by COVID-19. The AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
The National Institutes of Health has launched a study into some of the puzzling symptoms that children suffer when they're infected with COVID-19 and possible long-term effects. It's estimated more than 12.7 million children in the U.S. alone have contracted COVID-19, and some are still experiencing unusual symptoms long after the virus is gone, a trend called long-term COVID. And doctors say some children appear to make full recoveries and then come down with a mysterious condition that causes severe organ inflammation. The lead researcher at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., describes a three-year-old girl who has had COVID twice, whose feet suddenly turn bright red and sting with pain, or she complains of pain in her chest. And the study's also looking into the emotional effects of COVID. One participant has had no symptoms herself, but her father caught the virus and he died. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A week-long measles vaccination campaign is underway in Afghanistan, where the World Health Organization says the extremely contagious viral disease has killed 142 children and infected 18,000 since the start of the year. In a statement, WHO representative in Afghanistan, Liu Daoping, said the measles immunization campaign is part of the national response measure to stop the spread of the outbreak, save lives of young children, and reduce the burden on the nation's health systems. The WHO-funded campaign kicked off Saturday and is supporting the de facto ruling Taliban health authorities and management of the vaccinations. Thousands of health workers have been tasked to inoculate more than 1.2 million children under the age of five against the disease across 49 Afghan districts in 24 provinces. Nearly all the world's countries are participating in a UN-sponsored meeting beginning Monday in Geneva aimed at preventing the loss of biodiversity, seen as critical to avoiding the extinction of many vulnerable species, the emergence of pathogens like COVID-19, and damage to both the lives and livelihoods of people around the world. Reporting to you remote.